Hello and welcome, everyone. Today is a special Tax Day episode, or as we're calling it, Theft Day, because taxation is theft. Joined here by Less Racist Max, aka Ancaparato, and Yimra, aka Yimra, who is always the same amount of racist he always is. And so, boys, how was your Theft Day? Did you get your stuff done early, or did you just file it?
I thought the tax day is the 15th.
They had an extension for because it was a Saturday and then Easter was the next day. They made you do it the day after Easter. If you, that was your
I sent to
normal.
an I, it was all sent to an accountant. I don't do shit.
It's all offshore. It's all like my guy in Switzerland, he takes care of it. I don't know. Taxes.
Yeah, some jerk off in Dusseldorf.
Yeah. Dusseldork.
Fucking Adam.
I thought I was gonna get to write off like buying a house and shit. Bullshit. Property taxes.
Spread that tootsie.
Gay thoughts.
On income tax, it's like, what did I spend this year? It's like close to 10K with all of like the Social Security and Medicare shit. But then, like, just the income tax, maybe 8 or 9. And it's like, I bought 1/7 of a reload for a Javelin missile that went to the Azov battalion. That's all I got for my money. There's all the fucking potholes in town. There's the schools where the kids are getting, sexual identity consultations with their teachers in the bathroom,
No lunch, but they
and
have a whole new sexual identity.
so can I have a bite of Pete? All right.
Oh my God, that. So, viewers who didn't see this pre-show, that was a chocolate rabbit that looked oddly phallic. But it was definitely a rabbit. Yeah, see, now it's even more
I got
phallic.
money too. Let me open this bet.
Wait a
Remix
minute. Let me show
chocolate
this
and
little one.
vodka.
The silhouette's even worse. Because
God.
it's like.
Oh, it's like a mushroom head.
It literally is mushroom shaped now. Okay, groomer.
Right. So, yeah. How do you feel about funding the neo-Nazi battalion that was slaughtering civilians in Mariupol
We
this
already
year?
do that for undercover FBI agents every
Yeah,
day.
exactly.
Got him.
What's new?
What?
Not much.
Or also, don't forget, was it when Obama got elected, a bunch of like white nationalist fucking douchebags all started joining law enforcement? They're like, no, that'll fuck up Obama. The logic escapes me, but I guess they're like, they're just doing their dumb racist shit. We're gonna just join law enforcement. And then they join, and everyone's like, hey.
As opposed to normal people who join law enforcement who aren't racist, because, that happens.
Just call that the LAPD. I don't even care if the stats are different. I
When
just
I
feel like there's
think
some level
not
of
racist,
racism.
that's what I think, the LAPD. Fucking
I am like
beacon of
beyond.
tolerance and diversity.
The height of just I can't think of words. I'm literally I
The
think I just
paragon
burnt every fucking like
of
neural
equality. A
end of my head.
paragon of equality. Yes. Yes. What was that Yimra talking about? How you have head problems? I'm not surprised. You're always either giving or getting
Ha
head. Haha.
But I'm t
But I'm.
so no head?
So no head? Not after tax day. Can't afford that shit anymore.
No, no. The
Well, I'm
cheapest
just
woman is the
wondering.
one you pay for.
Yeah.
As the generic old man quote goes. Which isn't wrong technically, I guess.
Well, I miss Norm, because he had that wonderful joke about what does if it happens in Vegas, it stays in Vegas mean, really? And it's that unlike your local floozy prostitutes in your hometown, the prostitutes in Vegas won't tell your wife afterwards. That, yeah. He delivers it much better than I.
Oh, Norm.
Yeah, Tax Day really, really burnt the fuel out of you fuckers, huh?
Ooh, well, it's the day after Easter, which means Lent's over, so I started drinking again. So I'm a little sedated, maybe.
Maybe.
But
it's allegedly.
Allegedly.
But no, think about, man, wonder what I will pay cumulatively in just property tax in a year. You know, and if you're renting, you still pay it, right? You just don't see it. So you don't think about it.
I see it. But it's think about it. My rent went from $1,100 to $1,350. I see that shit.
You gotta start popping rounds in the neighborhood again.
I should, yeah.
Dude, I would, but the fucking, there's two neighborhood watch guys and like one cop on like my little street. Like one's a 911 dispatcher and one, like they just have their cop car. And I'm sure he just fucking doesn't work. He's supposed to be a beat cop and like go around writing tickets. And he just sits at fucking home with his cop car out front and like probably just jacks off or something.
That sounds all right.
Yeah, it which is fine. It's better than anything else. But it just means
doing more service the entire like state trooper departments of New York State. Morally.
Well, I will say like there was St. Patrick's Day. March 17th, there was a major police action like across the street, and I think that might have had a little something to do with like keeping property values low. There were like three college age dudes. One of them's got this like Grand Am that just like isn't 100% together. Like it runs. It's like a 90s Grand Am, maybe an early 2000s one.
Mm-hmm.
And they're just like always coming and going. Maybe they're college students. Maybe they're just like, you know, going to class, coming back, going to work, something like that.
Likely.
But it seemed more like, yeah, it seemed more like a drug deal situation or something like that. Or actually, the weird thing was they get a new car over there like every week or so. And they'd be working on it, and then the car would leave. Mm. Like, I don't know if he's just a trade tree, like a shade tree mechanic thing going on, which is like totally fine, or if he was like chopping and chopping them or something like that.
Or he's like taking shit out of the quarter panels.
Right. Oh, I didn't think about that.
You got. I remember this one time in like 2013, I was going with some people to like this dude's house who was like, I think we had just bought like weed from him the day before, and he had like this little garage, and he would do work on cars and shit. And like the joke was like, he would take like shit, like, you know, like he'd undo the quarter panel and there'd be like bricks there or shit like that. So we went back the next day for sort of whatever reason. And we're like, we're walking down his driveway and we're in his driveway and we all look up. And of course, nobody's paying attention. And like everything's taped off, and there's like two police cruisers, and like there's cops in his fucking garage. And we're just like in his driveway, and we just like very quickly, we just go, nope, and just like go back like this way. And somehow they didn't fucking see us just like absentmindedly coming in to buy fucking weed from this dude who'd already been fucking raided.
Speaking of cops and raids and stuff like that, did you see the video of the two cops accidentally shooting the undercover cop? Or, you know, they intentionally shot him, but then they found out that he was an undercover cop and he started.
I thought you were a bad guy, man. Not Call of Duty, bro.
Otherwise,
yeah, exactly. You know, oh, wait, no, wait. You're one of us. Oh, no. Oh, I violated the blue line.
The funny thing is, too, is usually if you're like an undercover, like not like super deep, like fucking like where the fucking Johnny Depp mob movie was. I can't think of it. Donnie Brasco.
Yeah.
Like you usually there's like you're supposed to wear a certain color for that day to indicate like in a subtle way, like, hey, I'm an undercover. maybe don't immediately shoot me, LOL.
Like, if you're plain clothes or whatever, basically.
Yeah, if you're like, you know, you probably got a badge somewhere on your person kind of thing, but you're not flexing it out. Like, you're usually supposed to wear, like, something kind of significant, say a hat or whatever. Oh, it's got the color's green today, it's blue, whatever, you know. So, I don't know if that's how they do it over there, but that just adds to it because there's an extra level of incompetence in that case. Which, given how most police departments are with training people, it's not shocking to say incompetence also is a thing that exists in said departments.
Did I ever tell you guys when I was 911 dispatching about the time I dealt with an officer on officer shooting?
No, and I feel like
I don't think so.
All right.
They never went to a court where you had to have an NDA okay. or something, right?
So no. It was like they I don't know. I'm pretty sure they did eventually like announce what had happened in the news. But I'm dealing so this one night this call comes in and we get a call for this guy who's like emotionally disturbed and allegedly made threats on the internet that he was going to like harm himself or something like that. It was like forum posts or something. And somebody who knew him called because they thought he lived in the area. And it turns out he did. And as it turns out, it was this local like high school teacher who was in his late 30s or 40s, I think. And so the cops basically go to his house. And I remember specifically this incident because the area it happened in, it's like in the place I lived in New York, there's a countywide thing. And then there is like, there's a city and then there's a couple of towns. And it's one of these towns that have like a very low population, usually doesn't have a whole lot of anything going on. So like when something does happen, it's like, oh, it's something. So they get a call for this. And of course they're on it immediately. And there were three officers from this outside place called Glenville, which was like not in the town, but it was part of the county. And then there was another two from the village of Scotia, which was this fancy like riverside town where this is going down. And so these two cops, there was one from the village of Scotia, and I obviously can't say their names, but the village of Scotia cop was a female cop. And the other cop who was going to the front door with her was a male cop who was one of the Glenville cops. So they go to the door and allegedly this dude comes out and he's all fucked up and he's got like a knife and he's just like, shoot me, bro, shoot me. Like, I don't want to live. And they're like, no, we don't want to do that. Like, don't, please. So he like runs at them with the knife. And I guess the way they're standing, it's you have like the male cop here. And then I guess she was like back here or it was like the other way around because, you know, like, of course, the male cop's going to be in front because he feels like he has to. But so they both draw on him because he's running at them with a knife and they shoot him. And she somehow, I guess because he's here and she's like back here, when she draws, she shoots him like through the back, like hits him like right in the flank. It's like it was actually apparently a clean like entry and exit. But at the time, they didn't mention that, like, she shot him because they had radioed in that, like, they had met the suspect on the porch and then there was, like, nothing for 2 minutes. And then we got a bunch of 911 calls about gunshots and then they called in and said, yeah, we have an officer down. So we're like, oh, fuck, thanks for letting us know, you fucking idiots. So all the fucking cops...
story straight after fucking shooting each other and the guy's got a fucking gunshot wound to the abdomen.
Yeah, exactly. So that was what we first... Exactly. One. So this is the thing. Like, they didn't say what had happened. They mentioned that, like, there was an officer down and there was a suspect out on the scene. The officer was, like, stable but, like, shot through the abdomen. And, like, the suspect was, like... They fucked him up. Like, I think they shot him, like, 12 times. So he was gone, like, on the scene. So... It's not anyway. But
dude, better fucking ventilate this guy.
Seriously, because like here's the thing. Either she did hit and landed a couple rounds, or like he hit while he was like literally suffering from a gunshot wound himself, or the other officers saw what happened and just unloaded on him.
He might have just thought he got shot and just was like, well, fuck you, I'm going
going out.
Maybe, you know. So, like, he was dead, like, on the scene. Like, the cop was, you know, of course, he was fine. He got out of the hospital a week later. But they put out this whole thing, and we had, like, all of this outside support from other police agencies coming in. Like, it was this whole dramatic thing. And then finally, over the radio, they're like, all right, guys, this is what happened. Officer such and such accidentally discharged her firearm into officer such and such. There's this long silence on the radio, and like the New York State troopers who also came in, and like in an incident like this, like if a bunch of departments come in and the New York State troopers are on scene, like they have the option of basically taking authority of this scene. And like this one trooper comes on, and they were just like, confirmed. So y'all want to handle this from this point on? Everyone was just so fucking done.
That's great.
And I don't know what happened to either of them. Like, I know he got out of the hospital like a week later, and he's still, I guess, doing his thing. I don't think she's still a cop. I don't know, though, because I quit shortly thereafter that, because fuck that shit. Fuck working.
Did they use FMJs or hollow points in that department?
Oh, they use hollow points. They all use hollow points. Yeah. They, some of them would use 9mm. They had both. Like, the city cops used 40s, but the town cops, some of them had 9s, and... Yeah, so it was a 9mm.
So what state is this again?
What, this was New York.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Because it's like, sometimes they're wonky. Well, first of all the police departments are like 15 years behind on like caliber adoption and like, like ammunition choice and stuff like that. So they're like, there's a lot of, I think police still issuing 40 these days when there's just zero advantage to it.
So I do want to say, like, when this happened, it was like 2016, 2017. So back then, departments still issuing 40 was fairly common. Like, some were phasing it out, but like the switch back to 9mm had only recently taken place. But
The one that makes sense to me still is like California Highway Patrol still issues 357, and I don't know if Texas Rangers get 357 SIG.
No, so I mean they might do 357 SIG, but I know that a lot of Texas Rangers now are being issued Staccato 2011s, which are usually 9mm. But if they did a 357 SIG variant for them, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, because those guys are really concerned about like car doors and penetration like that. Which,
word. You know, well, we're all concerned out. About penetration. I mean, every day I worry about penetration. Yeah, well, right. You worry about which, penetration,
Matt.
Oh,
didn't
yes, Matt I am. Incident? Thank God for my chat.
Oh yeah, Matt. Matt had a penetration incident. That's right. That was part of his induction into the Aryan Brotherhood. That's a shame.
Right, because I mean, it's whether you've got to subscribe to some kind of hierarchy, and
pretty much, yeah.
He's at the bottom of it right now.
Yeah. Yeah, he was bottoming all right, yeah.
Sorry, Ian, I talked over you for a second.
I forgot what I said. I'm drinking vodka at the moment anyways. Everything
word.
Tastes awful.
Shalom,
vodka,
brother.
I got Jen. What do we got going over on Ben's side?
I'm sipping some very smooth Kettle One. It's very nice.
Oh. I don't have vodka, so I'm the odd one out.
I'm more of a rum guy, but I used all my rum for the last podcast. So
I'm what's called a substance abuser.
Do they
have in
jail? Do they do Jankum still?
They do Jankum.
Jankum's a shit one.
Toilet wine is always like a nice delicacy, I hear.
You can just also smuggle drugs into jail.
What was that, Max?
Well, I mean, if Matt got a cell phone in, I'm assuming he could.
I mean, yeah. Well, I mean,
get cranking.
I mean, once you, like, once you bottom the first time, like, that's basically, like, yeah, that's your initiation, and now, like, it's like in Assassin's Creed when you lose the fingers so you can use the knife. Like, in jail, when you get initiated, you know, you get penetrated, and that creates a cavity from which you now have a prison pocket. So you can smuggle in a cell phone, well, you can smuggle in drugs.
The colon's always there, right? It's about how wide you can dilate your sphincter for your anus.
Well, it's more of like it's like a covenant of brotherhood. It's like you can easily with that knife, you can just hold your finger back and be like, yeah, you know, I don't have to lose the finger. Like the loss of the finger symbolizes your entry into the covenants in the covenant. So the penetration in the same way symbolizes your entry into the covenant. So Matt gladly
what's more white power than some white seed.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was about to say, Yimmer, normally this would be like a you thing, and now here I am going off about male penetration.
This entire joke feels like it was written by me, like ghost-roaded.
Exactly, ghost-roaded, yeah. Yimmer ghost-roaded this joke about male penetration, and he had me do it, so we're going to switch it up. So, Yimmer, now you can do your bit about Jews.
No.
No?
I got nothing for you.
All right, fine.
It's tax season, baby. I got nothing.
It's tax season. Hey, hey.
Oh, well, I see. I can do that kind of joke on
it. I was confused. I least recently learned I've never read the New Testament. And so I don't know for sure.
Bad Catholic.
Oh, I'm not Catholic. I've never even been baptized. So,
you're going straight to hell. Sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, so am I. That's unrelated.
See y'all there.
No, I thought for the longest time that Jesus was executed for, like, cringe. Sedition, atheism, basically.
For cringe.
It seems in cringe. Anger.
Crucified for cringe.
But I guess it was apparently, It was about just sedition. Like
he was like an enemy of the state, but like in an old timey way, so it wasn't even like as base. It was just like he's just saying the Romans are kind of cringe.
Well, I thought it was because like he would say that there's no God above Yahweh, basically. And so Caesar can't be the son of Mars, right? And so that's a form of atheism/sedition in the Roman Empire.
And also monotheism back then was seen as like fucking cringe as fuck.
You only worship one god? What are you fucking poor? Like Jesus.
Wait. Only one guy can do all that shit? Are you fucking kidding me?
Get the fuck out of here.
But when it came to like the rest of like the saints in that era that like got martyred and everything like that, they would be executed for cannibalism, right? Because they would always insist like, oh, we're drinking blood and we're eating, you know, the transubstantiation and everything like that. So
executed for vor.
Guys are fucking drinking blood right now. Feed you to a fucking lion.
What the fuck?
Get on the cross. Get up there.
Get up there.
Degenerates like you belong on a cross.
There's some pretty good Easter memes exchanged. I don't know, but it's
why is that so depressing?
I went
good Easter memes. I don't know.
Technically, I guess it was Easter. I mean,
speaking of skiing on Tumblr, I follow the hashtag skiing tag on Tumblr, and it's like 50-50, like actual the sport skiing versus cocaine.
Oh, bet. One second. How do I spell skiing?
Skiing the Alps.
Skiing.
Was it two eyes?
Yeah. It's not skiing.
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 You like to go skiing?
You like to go skiing? Yeah, the top goes right now. Oh, wait, there's one with a car.
With a car?
Yeah. What the skiing tag yields us. Tumblr's become a lot more tame over time. So I think as a result, there's fewer fewer posts on about you know. Well, it's all of the metaphors between the two occupation two hobbies overlap, right? Like powder, snow, skiing,
cut,
fresh lines,
lots of money.
Lots of money. It's a bit, there's a lot of overlap.
A certain amount of Scandinavian people. Disgusting.
Some cabin music might be playing.
A few bleached assholes, I'm sure. More than a few.
All right. Well, it's about time. Are we going to wrap up on any ideas here?
No. This is just kind of... No, I don't know.
This was a filler episode and not even
this
good
is definitely. It was decent, but like, and not every episode can be a banger. Like, some are just.
Can I ask a black guy about his thoughts on implementing slavery under anarcho-capitalism?
Exactly. Yeah, you only get that opportunity every once in a while.
Yeah,
I'm sure we'll have that opportunity again. We should see if we can get Luke, Black Luke, M1911. We haven't seen him in a bit.
Well, he is allegedly. I'm always saying allegedly because it's funny, but in like Ukraine. So.
Oh, I would believe that actually. Well, either way, I mean.
Actually, that'd make it about 18 times funnier.
Yeah, exactly.
He had his webcam, fucking camera on.
Video chats into us, and then like a school or orphanage gets like striked immediately afterwards because he was identifiable in the background.
He's like the only survivor, though. Somehow, like just fucking like, comes out in like a suit jacket.
I just went out to go piss, and then the whole building blew up.
You know what didn't get destroyed, though? My 1911 that I brought over with me because it's the best handgun ever.
Wait, how many people even fucking get their guns into... I mean, I can imagine ways that take, like, months. Like,
well, you see, because they're crisis actors, so they just file the specific filming permits and it's all just taken care of, so...
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Like, I get moving body armor. He is okay with that, but
oh, of course there.
In like other parts of kit. I mean, anyways. So yeah, we should do that sometime. Or we can maybe finally take Frank up on his offer to come on.
We absolutely need to do that. Maybe we can talk about what it's like to be a freedom loving podcast in the communist state of New York.
Right.
Here, bro.
Oh, what was that noise? Was that Yimra? I thought it was down. Yimra.
Oh, no.
You're not in like fucking like Manhattan or Brooklyn where they're like actually making 2-year-olds wear masks while everybody else walks around with their fucking dick out.
Well, to be fair, Frank is in Westchester, so.
I keep watching like subway videos of like people like legit just like on drugs, like fucking on the subway cars.
Oh fuck! Yeah. Like, what? That's disgusting. So... Where?
And what time?
Where? What time? What's the link? Do you have the link? I need the link. I need to do research on this to see exactly how.
Is it on the Bum Fights website?
I will say they both look mentally challenged. Like you would not.
If you're having sex on a subway train. In the middle of the afternoon, I don't think you're mentally well to begin with.
No, I'm not. They look like they're both missing a couple chromosomes. Is what I'm getting at. Like,
that's just not nice. Don't be a meanie, beanie.
Ableist. That's very ableist. Ableist Max. That's your new title.
You know, I'm just saying, like they. You know, there's the homeless people that are, like, drug addicts. There's the homeless people who are, like, mentally unwell. And these are the kind of people, like, they should have been at ARC or something like that. Like, I don't know.
The based homeless people.
Yeah, no, they're fun. They come out on like they go on little field trips and stuff. They go see birds at the park or something.
You mean drones at the park? They go pick out drones.
Yeah, one of them's just got like complete clairvoyance when it comes to like government spying operations. They're just like throwing rocks at a certain bird that is in fact like a spy drone. That's the one you want to make friends with.
Of course.
The guy who in 2038, when society collapses for literally no reason, just for the hell of it.
It just doesn't. It just happens. It's like JFK's head. It just did that. Like.
No, it's the Mad Max fandom just like got way out of hand. The conventions got bigger and bigger over time, and then
this one convention just never stopped, and it was just like
there was just so much BDSM gear.
Oh my god! A bunch
of blacked out muscle cars. It was kind of based.
Oh, so society just couldn't handle it and collapsed overnight.
Yeah, if there was a society in which latex and leather bondage gear was like the norm, I think I would kill myself on the spot. There's not a way to live for me. I'm sorry, I can't do it.
Yimmer, you live like that normally though, so I don't know what you're talking about. Well,
the leather jackets, that's a different story. I got so many, baby.
You just wear leather bondage gear all the time, like while you're selling cars even.
Yimmer would be the gimp that gets dragged around, like, and like they take him out of the trunk while they're talking to people. Mm. And then it gets put back in with the, and just during the whole battles and everything like that.
No, I would have Typhus as that blonde little BDSM twink on the back of my motorcycle.
Oh God!
If you remember the Mad Max 2, where that one guy had the mohawk and a little
yes, because
at that point I'd be like, all right, it's the apocalypse. I'm gonna need to take a ton of steroids now. You're juiced up, baby.
Oh, dude, yeah, like, who gives a fuck if, like, I'm going to die of heart failure at 50?
Heart failure? I have to make biker crank. How am I going to get fucking coke in this fucking world? They're not going to be shipping that shit up here. It's going to suck. But the world can't end, or I'll have to fucking kill myself.
The future will just have a coke-based economy. Coke will be used as a method of exchange, like bartering. Still,
honestly, like Inca, Inca society straight up like coca leaves were currency. So, anyway, that's a good way to end. We should end taxation and use cocaine as money.
Exactly. Taxation is theft. Cocaine is based. Yimra, any final thoughts before we end the episode?
No, that literally is it. That kind of just is my new ideology now.
All right, so yeah, so now we are coca and narco
capitalism,
anarcho-cocaism, anarcho-cocaism. There we go. That's what we're gonna do. Or cocaine capitalism. Cocaine capitalism sounds like a Michael Moore film. We should patent that.
Fat fuck.
That fat faggot.
That double self wide loan Michelin man looking like motherfucker.
That fucking quadruple cheeked up on a Monday afternoon. That fucking motherfucker.
Like white grimace ass piece of shit.
That fucking Peter Griffin in real life if he fucking made fucking films, fucking motherfucker.
You can smell him through the fucking camera, can't you?
You know he smells like a wet bag from McDonald's.
Oh my god.
And he looks like one too. He's built like a garbage bag about to rip apart.
All right, folks, on that night, you all have a nice nice evening, and remember, if you're going to drive drunk, do so responsibly. Do only use neighborhood roads. Speed limiter on. All right, where's the button? Okay, have a nice night.